Good morning. It is day 13 of my guide dog training with Mr. Gio, who's here and is trying to stir me into action. Oh, and now he's locked my hand down against the bed, so I can't go anywhere. Shitty dog. Well, I say it's day 13 of guide dog training, but actually, yesterday, day 12, was the day we qualified. We did again, the morning, like the day before, the morning was fairly quiet, just doing routine-y stuff. And then in the afternoon, as planned, Gio and I did our first solo walk, just from home to the railway station, caught a train into Waterloo where we met Becca. And the plan was that we would do some more escalators with Gio, just continuing to cement his prowess in using them. If you can cement prowess, I don't know. And then do some sort of busy walks in central London. Stuff we'd been doing on training anyway, but just to continue the learning experience. So that I could continue to feel how Gio would react in certain circumstances, to continue building my confidence in using him. So we took the tube to the Bakerloo line up to Oxford Circus, about as busy as you get, in theory, although actually it wasn't too bad. He's not licking himself. Any creatures, dogs. And then we walked down Regent Street, and then along Shaftesbury Avenue, down a bit of Charing Cross Road, and then finished up at Chandos, which is one of the Sam Smith's pubs. Note, not his brother John Smith of commercial, fairly bland beer fame, but Sam Smith of reasonably priced beer fame, I suppose. I was trying not to use the word fame again. It's a pub I quite like. And there we completed the paperwork. Becca read out the contract, which is significantly longer than I seem to remember it being before. But no great surprises. And I handed over my 50p. Well, I would have handed over my 50p if I had a 50p, so I handed over a pound instead. So that's 50p for the dog and 50p donation to guide dogs. Aren't I generous? And from that point onwards, Mr. Gio, unbeknown to him, is now officially owned by yours truly, and I can work him independently, which is very exciting. And then after that, we did a night walk. I had particularly wanted to do this, as it's the area, where, well, my sight is at its worst, from dusk onwards. It's where I feel least confident working, Gio. That's not to say that I don't feel confident, just that compared to other situations, it's my least comfortable time. And we did a nice busy walk down onto the Strand, along to Aldwych, and then across Waterloo Bridge and through the maze of underpasses that lead up to Waterloo Station. And it all went really, really well, I have to say. It was a brilliant walk. Gio did really, really well. I have tried throughout this process not to compare too much back to Vance, but I have to say he performed on that walk as I would have expected Vance in his heyday to have done. Really confident, made some good decisions, nice speed control too most of the time, good use of initiative at points, just really, really good. And so finished my sort of the sort of core bit of instruction of training at Waterloo with a very good feeling about this brilliant doggy who I have just taken control of. So Becca and I, after a couple of photographs for our ID passes, our ID passes, well, my ID pass, I suppose, my guide dog's ID pass thing. What am I talking about? The thing that says I'm a guide dog owner and that this is my guide dog. We then went our separate ways, and Gio had his first taste of commuting mayhem with a platform already rammed with people and a train coming in and more people piling off in the opposite direction. And he did very well. It was difficult for him. I imagine it's probably the first time he's faced that number of people in such a tight space. Yeah, we walked into a couple of people, but to be honest, you couldn't have got through that crowd without doing that. And then he lay very quietly on the floor, on the train, in the aisle, only sitting up once. He takes a little persuasion to lie back down again at the moment, which is a bit embarrassing because it makes you look as though you're not in control, really. But I got him to lie down again eventually. And then walking Richmond back home was fine too. So all in all, a really positive day, a very noteworthy one, as that is the point when my partnership with Gio began properly. So plan for today, well, the plan for the next few days is to work him independently in a number of different situations. I think today we'll stick to Richmond. Maybe later in the week we'll go into London again, and just get him used to all sorts of things together, and, you know, problem solving together, and continue bonding. As you'll remember from earlier on in the during our training, he's a dog who needs to really trust the person he's with before he respects them properly. And we're getting there with it. But I think more time of doing stuff together, walking together, more obedience, should really start to embed that nicely, so that then we can go back to work properly next week. I think I will start tentatively looking at emails and things. But we will hopefully go back properly next week. We need to fit in a vet trip to have him registered, and then also we're going to be seeing Becca again early next week to check that things are going okay before heading back to work. So all very positive, I think. What do you think, Mr. Gio? Gio, come here. Tail wagging slightly. Gio, upstand. Come on. Come over here and tell your adoring masses, your adoring fans, what you think of this change in situation of that you are now with me. Properly. He's putting his head against the side of the bed. His tail's wagging a bit. And now he's leaning fully against the bed, but turned away from me. Typical shepherd. Excellent.